we hear from the book of wisdom that we might advance in the way of understanding. This notion of the way was very important in the Old Testament. And you go back to Deuteronomy, where God lays down, you know, you can choose the way of life or the way of death. And so that was a common theme, a common way of understanding one's journey to God. So you choose the way of goodness or choose the way of destruction. And so that image of the way continues into the New Testament when Jesus says, I am the way, the life, and the truth, right? So, you know, it just gets down to choosing the right way. And when we hear about wisdom and from the book of wisdom and not choosing the way of foolishness, the way of wisdom is the way to happiness, is the way to joy. And so what our goal is to be, and the purpose of all of like the wisdom literature in the Old Testament, was to ultimately find fulfillment and happiness in this life. And because it was part of the Israelite tradition, that way could only be found in doing the will of God. And so what do we hear in that second reading from Ephesians? Again, we're hearing from the Ephesians. Again, this is like 5 weeks in a row, right? It's a continuous read of the letter to the Ephesians. We hear about the days being evil and not living as foolish persons. So the opposite of foolish, again, living as a wise person. Okay, I can get that. To pursue wisdom should be really a goal, an intentional goal for each one of us. How do we get wisdom? One of the things I think that we overlook is the importance of those who have experience in our society, our elders, the older people, right? The aged. And it was always seen, and you know, you go back in the Old Testament, that there was a great reverence for the elderly, for the aged, because they had experienced life and they had wisdom to pass on. And the problem is like we're almost, in our culture, it's about everything being new. And so as Pope Francis says, what happens with the aged, in our throwaway culture, he calls it a throwaway culture, is that they're discarded. And the problem is when you discard the aged, you discard wisdom. Because it's one thing to have, you know, concepts and information that's learned in the classroom. It's another thing to have and listen to someone who has experienced and lived out, you know, the striving of faith day after day through all of the stages of life. In fact, growing up, I had a great example of that as far as reverence for the elderly and the aged. My mom, she would have so many stories from her aunts and uncles and from her grandfather. She had a very close relationship with her grandfather. And so he gave her, you know, great direction and understanding, and she would share those stories with us. In fact, it almost got excessive or too much, and I almost didn't exist because my dad was like 27 years old, so he had not really dated much. He was on the farm, and he was a shy guy. And so it just happened that my mom and she was in a choir, and they went to small Tampa, Kansas to sing. And so somehow they got connected. Well, my dad said, well, he got the courage to call her to ask her on a date. And she had already promised to go to her grandfather to a baseball game. So she tells my dad, well, I already have a commitment to go to a baseball game with my grandpa. Well, yeah, that's a good excuse. And she didn't break that promise. And that's a story that stayed with me my whole life, is like that relationship was so important. Thank God my dad called back, or there would be a different priest right here right now. But how do we relate to those who have wisdom, the ones who have great experience in life? I read a biography of Pope Francis, and he had a really close, intimate relationship with his grandmother. He tells wonderful stories about how she passed on the faith to him. So this is important for us in our day and age, and it has to be really intentional, because the default of our culture is everything new. That's what has value, right? So those who cannot produce, all right, who are not strong, who are not sharp as the world would define it, are discarded. They're cast away. But we believe, as part of our tradition and as part of our Christian faith, that there is a vertical stewardship. A horizontal stewardship is about sharing my gifts here and now with one another, and we're living out our faith. A vertical stewardship is the passing off of faith from one generation to the other, to another. So we can almost grow more in understanding living how to live out the faith, more by listening to those who have gone before us and have a lot of experience in the faith and been through the ups and downs than we can from a book. And so we ask the Holy Spirit to give us this an understanding of wisdom and where we might find true wisdom in our day and age.